next. Ryan Pindo. Ryan Pindo. Ryan Pindo.
Bolt strike. Group of death. Canada, Haiti. Jay's bullpen woes.
What are you doing?
Dean, yeah. Music.
All right, fine.
Islanders, Bolts, game two from Amalie Arena. John Cooper's club looking to split the home set after a game one loss. And a good start for the defending champions.
Pilat in to help out. Moved away by Pilat. Kellick up the wing. Savard kept it in. Throw it at top point. Oh, and a chance scores. Right in point.
Calgary's own, just a mega stud. No big deal. Point makes it 1-0, and rewarded for his efforts by getting launched into Semyon Varlamov later on in the game by Islanders defenseman Adam Pellick. Obviously, you can't allow yourself to be thrown into the goalie like that, Point. 2 minutes in the box, the Islanders would score on the power play. Horrible officiating this spring-summer. I don't know if it's worse than normal or if it's always bad, but you can go ahead and start taking away 15% of those referees' salaries. It's been awful this playoffs. Ridiculous minor. Islanders tie the game at one, but fear not. The good guys would score again, Dean.
Skipped out at center. Picked up by Kucherov. Kucherov circles. Holds on. Now centered alone. Scores! Andre Pollock.
Kucherov just a wizard. Weaving, bobbing, and dipping in the offensive zone. Spotting Palat, who tucks it in behind... Is it Varlamov or Sorokin at this point? Because after...
That was the second period. That was Varlamov back in net.
Varlamov was back in net to start the second.
He's back.
He's back. And by the good guys, yes, I do mean the team that's $17.5 million over the salary cap. That's the... Those are the... Separate them.
Dirty cheaters. 7-on-5 goals. $20 million over the cap.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Bettman.
No taxes in Florida. Works for me. Jan Ruda and Victor Hedman would add tallies in the third. 4-2 Lightning, your final. Nikita Kucherov, three helpers in the win.
One word. Look out.
Tampa still hasn't lost two in a row since 2019, as you noted. Good at home. Series tied at one. Back to the asylum on Long Island we go. That building's going to be wound up tied 1-1.
I saw yesterday they had to shut down advanced season ticket sales. You know, that whole thing when your team gets into the playoffs, like, well, if you buy for next year, you can assure yourself of a ticket for this year. They had to put the brakes on it. Like, well, we've got a new building. We don't really know what we're getting into. So thank you for your interest, but we're going to have to stop.
AKA, we're sold out.
We're selling too many tickets.
Too many season tickets. Pump the brakes there, sales team. Everyone just cool down, huh?
Good problem to have.
NHL news from yesterday, former Flames coach has surfaced, Jeff Ward, hired by the Anaheim Ducks. He's going to work with Dallas Eakins. I'm sure Eakins was just ecstatic at the opportunity to add Ward, a longtime assistant and associate coach in the NHL.
They might as well sent me over a fruit basket and a bottle of wine. I was like, man, that is just perfect.
Yeah, he's going to fit in, I'm sure. Anaheim did finish ahead of Buffalo.
Good hair there, right? A lot of manicuring and finely hair coiffed team. Hair on that
good
bench.
Good hair team. If Jeff owns a road bike, they're going to fit in great.
I think you would. Jeff's in great shape.
And Eakins, I remember covering the second round of the AHL's Calder Cup playoffs, and Dallas Eakins did a media availability on game day in his biking outfit, like he was riding for Team UPS at the Tour de France. Interesting cat. Very unique. Anaheim did finish ahead of Buffalo in the standings, and nobody else, Dean. But at least they're named after a Disney kids movie.
Quack, 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 quack.
Tonight, game two, Montreal and Vegas. Oh.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? We've got to keep our composure. We've come too far. There's too much to lose. We've got to just keep our composure.
Dominic Ducharme just fired up, Dean. It's a huge game for the Habs.
Yeah, wondering who that was. I was going to say, it's Petrie. You better be careful. He's already got hurt.
Petrie's a little, he's on the limp.
Yeah.
Petrie's in the corner holding his, what, wrist? Because he was with the fingers through the camera hole, right?
Wrist, finger, yeah, something in that. Yeah. So if he's smashing his hand, like banging his fist like that, I mean, be smarter, Petrie.
Wasn't Petrie.
Figure it out.
Habs looking for a split, and as meh as game one looked at times for the Habs, maybe the final score more than anything, all you got to do is steal one here, and you've stolen home ice. Vegas, though, has won their last five home games, and they're averaging 3.5 goals at home in the playoffs. So that's got to lower that number. I don't know if the Habs get to 4 easily these days. And get a good look at a large crowd. It's going to be the last one in the series for a few games. They're going to play for 3,500 fans in Montreal for games 3 and 4.
3,500.
Good crowd for Junior B, Junior A.
Yeah.
Even the Western League at smaller markets. But
Bell
Center holds about 20.
It's starting to really hit home, right? Fenway was jammed the other day. Wrigley full. Dodger Stadium, I think, last night was full for the first time.
NBA
Vegas
playoffs.
is a madhouse. Yeah. And here it's 3,500. Whatever.
I'm not an expert in the arts of attendance during a pandemic.
Well, I am.
And
it's poppycock.
Gotcha. Watch your mouth now.
Yep.
Hey, look, the Blue Jays played something that resembled baseball yesterday.
Water.
Yeah, that's not a good omen, is it? Good start for the Jays, though.
13 homers and 39 RBIs. 13 homers, a new career high for Bo. Goes after the first pitch and hits it into the air. Deep right center. Gardner back looking up. Goodbye, home run.
That was Bo Bichette, another home run. He's on a bit of a heater here, Dean, against the Pinstripes in Buffalo. Hyunjin Ryu was just okay yesterday, but 3 earned runs over 6 innings. An uncharacteristic 5 walks. The good news, though, he handed the ball to the bullpen with a 5-3 lead. Well, the good news is he gave it them a lead, and the bad news is it was the Jays' bullpen he handed the ball to.
Scary.
Yeah, it's still scary.
Still
scary.
Okay.
Top 7.
There's a breaking ball hammered deep to right field. There's Teoscar's back, and this one is gone. Brett Gardner. It's his second home run of the season, and it is now a one-run game. Third home run of the night for New York. The slider gets away from Adams, and that's going to tie it up. 2 wild pitches in the inning thrown by Castro, and Adams couldn't block it, and it gets away from him, and the Yankees have tied it up 5-5.
This bleeping bullpen, Dean. This bleeping bullpen. Was not done. Top 8. Tied 5 still. Top 8.
A ball and no strikes to Frazier. And there's a fastball ripped down the left field line. That's going to score a run. Frazier with extra bases as Wade comes in to score. And the Yankees have a 6-5 lead.
Jays would leave the bases loaded in the bottom half. Chapman into close. He would. 6-5 Yankees the final.
Wait, what's this? Is it?
Seems like we have some sort of a music station bleeding through
here. Is this an app?
Riley?
Is this a pop-up? Sorry.
Is this here, Jack
FM? I'll see
what's going on here.
Darn internet with the clips and stuff.
Yeah, I know. It's the worst pop-ups.
I'll figure it out. You can continue if you want.
Yep, no problem. 6 blown save for the bullpen in the last month. That leads the majors.
This one?
And the 16th loss for the Jays bullpen this season.
Weird to be this song, too.
Probably just a coincidence. That's second worst in the majors. 16 losses for the bullpen.
Jeff, figure this out.
And here's Charlie Montoyo. He's upbeat and staying positive. Nope.
All I know is it seems like every day I get a question, so what's wrong with Castro? Or what's wrong with Chadwood? Or now it's Dolis. What's wrong with Dolis? Why are you pitching Dolis in that inning? It's been every f***ing month.
Oh.
I mean, the whole month.
Jeez. Chuck, F-bomb.
My goodness, Chuck.
Holy.
Wow.
Well, only 97 games left, Dean. When's Rhett in Buffalo? We need him in that bullpen. Is he a righty or a lefty?
It's been every f***ing month.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you know? What is he? What's your way through?
I don't care about Rhett.
Riley, can you catch the next flight then? You can bring your cleats and your pants. They got the eye black there.
I'm on it.
Wristbands, batting gloves.
I can give up 9 runs in a game.
Yeah. There you
details
go.
On that coming up.
It's a can-do attitude.
Stand by.
And with the win, the Yankees hurdle the Jays in the standings in the AL East. Do you have a shovel for the Jays bullpen, Dean? I don't know how close and handy they are. I know you usually have one in the room.
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, my God.
Like that there.
Expected starters today, Ross Stripling. He's gone at least 5 innings in his last 4 starts against Garrett Cole, who has been good on the road this year, but has also kind of been at the center of this swirling, sticky stuff conversation.
Oh, again?
Why? I don't know what to expect. Keep an eye on Garrett's spin rate, Dean, okay?
Ryan, I'm really sorry about this.
Yeah, don't worry, Dean. It's all good. This is payback for the 15 million times I've walked all over you in this show in the last 2 weeks.
Well, you do like the Ortiz Yankees lose clip there.
It will be in tomorrow if they don't have to use the Jays bullpen. Sportsnet 1, 5 o'clock tonight. Can't wait. Can't wait to see another one of these. Shoot me in the face. Major League Baseball news. How about this? A 10-day suspension announced for anyone using grip enhancement.
Grip?
Grip. Includes anything from spider tack to sunscreen and rosin, which is quite popular, I'm told. The 10-day suspension is paid. So, again, we're going to take your flag away, but you can still compete in the Olympics.
So a pitcher who plays every 5 days is getting a 10-day suspension and getting paid.
Two starts, and he's going to get some of that paid leave, Dean. Yeah. That's what we all want.
God, so good.
Umpires expected to start checking the hands and uniforms of pitchers for substances between innings. Old Pete Martinez has thoughts. We can hear that all day.
Guess what? It's my game, and I dictate how I want my balls to be rubbed up. And if you didn't do a good job at rubbing the balls the way I wanted them and I didn't feel like I was comfortable, I was going to do whatever.
Now, Riley, as someone that does play a lot of baseball, men's, mixed, how do you like your balls rubbed up?
Well, if they're fresh, clean balls, I usually...
Okay, you know what? For both of you.
Diamondbacks! No good on the road, Dean. Do you realize how bad Arizona is? They had lost 20 consecutive games away from home heading into last night.
But a great start.
7-0 on the Giants. Good to see all streaks do come to an end, Dean. Well, soon maybe.
There's a high drive to right. Is it fair? Down the line. It is a grand slam into the water. Can you believe it? And they all score, including the man who hit the ball. Incredibly.
That's 21 road losses in a row for the Diamondbacks now.
What the f***?
It's rough.
NBA playoffs, let's go there.
I'm part of the North.
Nets beat the Bucks 114-108. James Harden, questionable to play. Did shoot around in the morning. Going to give it a go. Did get in, but it was all about KD, Dean. 49 points, 17 rebounds, 10 assists in the win. He played all 48 minutes. A performance for the ages. The Nets now 6-0 at home.
Kevin!
Durant was sensational.
The Bucks led by 17.
Oh,
and
dear.
And blew it in the second half.
Oh, dear. Tonight, a pair of Game 5s, both on Sportsnet 360, Dino. 5:30, 76ers and Hawks. Trey is balding, and at 8 o'clock, the Clippers and the Yaz. You have any feels between the Clippers and the Yaz? I'm on the Kawhi train. I want to see the success here.
I mean, it's Utah. Sports teams in Utah. Get out of here.
Can I order a cocktail in Utah these days? Because if I can't, I can't get behind that team. I don't care who's on it.
No, I don't. Get out of here. Beat it.
Euro 2020. Here we go.
See all your favorite soccer stars, like Arriaga, Arriaga 2. Bariaga,
Aruplia,
and Pizzozza.
Yeah, Pizzozza was good yesterday. Portugal 3-0 winners over Hungary. Cristiano Ronaldo, a penalty kick goal, as well as one in stoppage time. Germany-France, the only goal, a German own goal. Oh, no, Max Hummels, what are you doing? See the guy that invented this satellite that takes photos in space? I believe so.
That's not the guy.
Today, Finland-Russia, that's in just moments, unless you're hearing this in the 9 o'clock hour, in which case we should probably delete this part. So you won't even be hearing it if you're listening at 9:58.
I'm watching it right now.
We'll see about that.
Turkey and Wales, 10 a.m.
Delicious.
And at 1 p.m., the Italians and the Swiss. So a Swiss chalet or the Italian sub?
It's not even close.
It's a trick question. The answer is both. Men's national team in action last night in Chicago.
Oh, Canada, we stand on guard. We stand on guard for thee.
Standing at SeatGeek Stadium, was the two teams and no fans. A winner of a draw would see Canada through to the third round of qualifying for World Cup 2022 and join the big boys of CONCACAF, Dean. The Americans, the Mexicans, the Ticos, the Reggae Boys, Honduras, Panama, El Salvador as well. Three will advance straight to the World Cup. The fourth place team will get a play-in against a team from a different continent. All right. You want to see a bad goal? This is maybe one of the worst of all time.
LaFrance. Two center backs being good tonight for Haiti. Oh, no, look out. What a mistake. Can you believe that happened? Oh, my word. Duverger, Canadian born, doing a solid to his country.
Oof. You saw this, and you sent me this. This is maybe one for the blooper reels for the rest of time.
It is so bad. If you found out today that Duverger, the goalie, was being paid or was in on some sort of a scam to allow Canada to win, would you be shocked at all? It's one of the worst own goals ever.
It's that bad. It really is. It put Canada out to a 1-0 lead. They already were up 1-0 after the first leg. They'd add two more, getting goals from Kyle Larin and Junior Hoilett, who had the choice to play for Jamaica or Canada, but has been playing for Canada the last few years. 3-0 Canada in Chicago, 4-0 on aggregate. They move on for the first time since 97 to the third round of World Cup qualifying. Let's go, boys. Get in there on your own. Let's go. 2022, Qatar, whatever that is. Let's go. Their final eight in CONCACAF. Again, three spots for the World Cup. A fourth, we'll have a play-in game. It's called the
The Ocho.
Right, the Ocho. That's what they'll be doing. 14 games, a home and away leg against all other seven teams. I'm excited, Dean, to see the Canadians host Mexico in November at Commonwealth. Please, 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 please.
Yeah, like it's now going to, because they play three in September, three in October, two in November, three in January, three in March. Can we speed this up? We got to wait till March?
I don't mind waiting until the winter if you drag them outdoors to horrible weather. This is what the Central American teams have been doing to Canada forever. Come play outside in 36-degree full humidity, and we'll throw bags of piss on you. No, you know what? You're coming up to Edmonton.
Bags of
bring
what?
Your woolies. That happens, actually.
What's your mouth?
Telling you what happens. It's CONCACAF. It's wild, man. CONCACAF-y. Kind of like CFL-y. We got CFL news for you.
Get to go in motion any way they want to go, and the score is 4-0. Can you believe this? The score is 4-0. I think I'm going to try out for a CFL team and see if I can get mine on.
All right.
Yeah, Snoop wants to play for the Stamps. Their schedule released yesterday. They open August 7 at home against the Argos. Welcome back, Nick Arbuckle. Ha-ha! Labor Day weekend, it'll be the Elks and the Stampeders. They do keep that home and home alive. They'll be up in Edmonton the week after. And Calgary gets bye weeks in week 8 and 14, which I believe in a 14-week season. Was that? No, that wouldn't be the last. It's all very confusing. Full week one schedule sees a Grey Cup rematch open on Thursday, August 5th. Hamilton against Winnipeg. It'll be BC Saskatchewan on August 6th, a Friday, and then a Saturday doubleheader. Toronto, Calgary, Ottawa, Edmonton. Montreal gets that much-needed week one bye. They're probably exhausted. That's your Pinder Report.
The Pinder Report, brought to you by Motorworks. Bring in your BMW for the best repairs and service in the city and the best price. They'll beat any competitor on 51st Ave and 3rd Street Southeast.
Randy. Hello, Randy. What's up?
Hey, Pat. F*** off. Bring back Rock.